Everybody is worried about another market crash. What if the market really crashes? People think the stock market has lost its sense of reality. Why is the market going up? So a lot of people are sitting on the sideline and waiting before they buy something else. I'm going to give you this video. I'm going to show you how to stress test. Stress, meaning that if the 2008 market was to happen, if 2008, 1929, the Great Depression was to happen, what would happen to your current portfolio? I'm going to show you exactly how to do that inside of E-Trade. And no, I'm not making something up. This is actually a, I guess not a program, but a section of E-Trade that allows you to stress test. Put your portfolio up under stress, and you can see what is going to happen to your portfolio. All right? But first, hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuned into the Investor Show as always. This is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so let's jump straight into it. So in this video, a stress test. This is something that's mandated that banks must go through. So inside of your portfolio, you may be asking yourself, well, what would happen in my portfolio 2008 was to happen tomorrow? The Great Depression was to happen tomorrow. What would happen to my portfolio? Why is this so important? First, it will show you what would happen to your portfolio, but it also will show you, well, not show you, but this is a way that you can add things to your portfolio to stop it from falling as much. So for the prime example, you could say, wow, if 2008 was to happen again, my Amazon stock would get hit hard. I don't want my Amazon stock to get that hit that hard. How can I stop my portfolio from falling that much? You can add in maybe a bond ETF. Maybe you can add in a dividend, certain type of stocks or whatnot, or whatever the case may be. You can add in gold. You can add in bonds. You can add in whatever to hedge some of your risks to your particular portfolio. So let's get straight to it. Let me show you exactly how to do that in this video. So the first thing you're going to do, go up here to keywords, and inside of keywords, type in risk analyzer. So you see this word right here, risk analyzer. You're just going to type that right in to the keyword search. Now, once you go to risk analyzer, you're going to click on the first one that says risk analyzer. Now, you're going to scroll all the way down here and go to view risk analyzer, view risk analyzer. Now, when you come up on the view risk analyzer, go to stress test. So when you come up to risk analyzer, go to stress test. Right now, when you go to the stress test right here at the bottom, you're going to be able to say right here any watch list that you have built or your current portfolio, any watch list that you may have. You can pull it up right here. You can choose an account, and then let's go here where you can say, hey, what if Black Monday happened, the 2008 crisis happened, September 11, a tech wreck happened, any type of historical thing that has happened massive in the past, 2008, the Great Depression, all of the great stuff, Black Monday or whatever. So let's go with Black Monday because that was the fastest drop in stocks in history. It's what actually created us to have these interlocks to where I think the market, if it drops like 7%, it automatically turns off. Let's go back to Black Monday. What would happen to FANG? I'm choosing my FANG. What would happen to the FANG stock if Black Monday happened? So here it's going to tell you right here before, you know, having one piece of your stock, the company is worth $9,400. Your portfolio is worth $9,400-something. On Black Monday, it'd be worth $9,258, right? Now let's see. We can go to event description. And on the event description, it would tell you exactly what happened on that Monday. Like, okay, you're comparing your portfolio to Black Monday. This is what happened. Now you can look at the asset classes. So these are the asset classes that got hit, you know, the hardest. And this is telling me what's in my portfolio. Now let's go to the summary. So right now, this is telling me if this was to happen today or tomorrow, this is how much my portfolio will lose on Monday morning, right? Now let's take it back to, let's say if 2008 was to happen. So if 2008 was to happen, you can see I will lose a little bit more. My portfolio would go down from $9,473 all the way down to 7,000 in one day if the financial crisis happened to FANG stocks tomorrow. Now, you may not, if that's something you may not be comfortable with, guess what? You can add in some gold. You can possibly add in some bonds. You can add in some more cash to your portfolio to lessen the risk of what if 2008 happened. So this is a good analyzer of a stress test to see if your portfolio was to come under a massive amount of stress, what would happen. This is a tool to add to your toolbox for all the people out there who are looking at a W-shaped recovery, because some people are saying we're going to be in a V, some people are saying we're going to be in a W, but this is a way you can stress test, put your portfolio up under some stress, and be able to move some things around to make you your portfolio withstand a mass drop a little bit better. All right? Well, to the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.